What the test infrastructure is there for is to help you tame the complexity of the systems. Not have to deal with ones and zeros, but have to deal with reads and writes. And have to deal with setup and teardown. You want to partition the blocks so that the general purpose routines can be used. You don't want to have the read and write coded all the way up in each of the application routines. You want to keep the routines that are general purpose, move them down a layer. So as I've been mentioning, use layers and abstraction. Build abstraction on top of common functions. So build things on top of the physical layer. Build things, build a link layer, and on top of the link layer, build the next one, and so forth. And you want to model the low-level details so the test can be written logically. You don't want the tester to, or the person running the verification test, to worry about, is this single active high or active low? Just write something that says, wait for this thing to happen. So the test is now written, wait for this thing to happen, not wait for this particular complexly named signal to be high when the clock transitions from high to low, for example. Abstract it so that now if the activity level changed from high to low, you only have to change that routine, not all the test cases.